The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Mo is determined to get you interested in sports. No, not for scores or championships or anything like that. But there are always interesting, like, stories and subjects going on. And this week, LeBron James, sticking up for his son, has sort of crossed the line. And people aren't exactly sure how to feel about it.
It seems like this is the debate that's been all over my timeline all weekend on if LeBron James was just being a good father or if he was actually being a poor sport. And so LeBron James is the most popular NBA basketball player in the world. And Stephen A. Smith is probably the most popular sports analyst in the world who works for ESPN. They've had a bit of a relation, like a go back and forth with each other for years. They don't really like each other too much. And
there's a history there?
It's a history there. I mean, Stephen A. sees it as he's just doing his job and he's reporting on what he sees. LeBron doesn't really like to be criticized at all.
So goats don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Stephen is loud and he's aggressive and he speaks his mind and never holds back. And that offends a lot of players.
I feel like he's always yelling at
him. He is always yelling. That's true. And I guess LeBron has had enough. And LeBron decided that this time he was going to be the one doing the yelling. And so this all really came to a head because if you're not familiar, LeBron actually made it to where his son Bronny can play in the NBA with him on the Lakers. A lot of people feel like that
Nepo
only happened.
Baby.
Exactly. And there were other people who may have deserved the opportunity more. But because he's LeBron James, he gets what he wants.
And you could see like his son going out there and trying when he's not in like a lesser league. When they bring him up to play for the Lakers, he's out there. But God bless him. He just doesn't have it yet.
And if he were anyone else and he wasn't LeBron James's son, he wouldn't get this amount of media coverage, which I believe that's where LeBron is coming from, is don't report on him simply because he's my son. Because if he weren't my son and he was playing this way, he wouldn't be the first topic on First Take on ESPN.
But that's part of the story, man. You can't erase that part of the story because that's part of the story.
So that's the other side of it. And when the world saw LeBron James approach Stephen A. Smith at front court of a Laker game, mind you, this was not like halftime. This wasn't after the game. This wasn't before the game. This was like in the middle of the third quarter during a TV timeout.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Really.
Yes, I think the Lakers were even losing. And you can literally see in the video, LeBron is kind of having that moment of, yeah, I'm going to do it. Yep, he's right there. This is a perfect time and opportunity. And he gets up and he goes over and he walks directly up to Stephen A. Smith and he starts yelling at him. And Stephen A. Smith was forced to respond about what transpired in that moment on ESPN the next day.
I can't sit here and be angry or feel slighted by LeBron James in any way in that regard. By all accounts, he's obviously a wonderful family man and a wonderful father who cares very, very deeply about his son. And based on some of the comments that he had heard, or shall I say, I think he thought he heard, he clearly took exception to some of the things that he heard me say, and he confronted me about it. For the record, his agent and friend, Rich Paul, has my number. Maverick Carter, who works under him, has my number. LeBron James knows how to get in contact with me if he wanted to. He never called, because had he called and wanted to talk to me, I would have accepted that call. Had he wanted to see me, I would have flown out and I would have seen him and I would have had a conversation man to man.
So he's not being entirely honest here, because I was watching Stephen A. when he first started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, when he looks right in the camera and he says to LeBron, from a father to another father, you need to stop doing this to your son.
So that's where...
That's what triggered LeBron?
That's what triggered LeBron, and that's what switched for me. But because before I knew that part, I was completely against what LeBron did, because I felt like you put your son in this position. Mm-hmm. You can't put your son in the position that he's in and not expect people to talk about him. That's going to happen. Like, with what we do for a living, we can't have opinions and expect people not to have opinions about our opinions.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes. And I felt like it wasn't anything wrong with LeBron standing up for his son, but you did it with all of the cameras there, knowing that it was going to go viral. You did it in a moment where it was like, it's Stephen A. Smith. LeBron is not going to get any points for yelling at Stephen A. Smith in this way. And I thought it was over Stephen A. just commenting on Bronny's game, which felt too much to me. But then LeBron was seen on the sideline speaking to Richard Jefferson, a former NBA player, saying, I don't care about any of that. But when he got on that platform and said, I'm pleading to you from father to father, that's when LeBron felt like, okay, now you are questioning my fatherhood.
Uh-huh.
And that's why he was as offended as he was. And when I heard that, I understood.
Yeah, because he's not attacking his sportsmanship or his gameplay. He's attacking his parenting.
Exactly. So once now I kind of switched and was like, oh, now I'm with LeBron on that one.
Because listen, everybody knows on The Real Housewives, kids are off limits. Same should be for the NBA and ESPN.
I agree.
Kids are off limits.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.